Lakuta Sicha is Chelik Yud Aleph, Parsha Boi, Sicha Aleph, a summary of the Sicha. In this week's Parsha, it talks about Pesach, and it tells us that on Pesach, you're not allowed to do Malacha, and which of course extends to all the other days of Yom Tov throughout the year. So it says in the Pasuk, B'yom Rishon Mikra Kodesh, on the first day of Pesach is a holy day, Kol Malacha L'yasa Behem, no work shall be done on that day, Ach Hasher Ye'ochel L'chol Nevesh, however, that which is eaten by a person, that alone may be done. In other words, that what's called tzayrech eichel nefesh, you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Later on in the further parshas, where it talks about each individual Yom Tov, it says, repeats of course the prohibition to do malacha, and over there it simply says, kol malechus avoida loy sasu, any activity of work shall not be done on the Yom Tov. But it doesn't mention over there the exception for Eichel Nefesh. That's here. That's in this week's parasha. So the Ramban writes that the Torah in those places, it says Melechas Aveda, that only that kind of Melacha, only that kind of activity which is called Melechas Aveda, which means work in the field or other types of work like that, that's what you're not allowed to do. But work that is associated with food, that's called Melechas Hanoa. That's not Melechas Aveda, that's Melechas Hanoa, and therefore that is permitted to be done. You can do that, and it was never included in the prohibition of Melechas Aveda. Now, there are two ways in which you can view this idea that on Yom Tov you're allowed to do Melechas Eichel Nefesh. One way of looking at it is that, as the Torah says here, Kol Melacha Le'yasa Behem, you're not allowed to do any type of Melacha. And then the Torah comes along and says, but Melechas Eichel Nefesh you are allowed to do. In other words, that Be'etzem, no Melacha is permitted. The Torah excludes anything associated with food. Another way of looking at it is, as it seems the Ramban looks at it, is that this any Melacha which is involves Melechas Eichel Nefesh was never included in the prohibition to begin with. As it says, Kol Melechas Avoda Le'yasa. Only Melechas Aveda is prohibited on Yom Tov. What would be the difference in halacha, how we look at it? For instance, somebody who's fasting on this day of Yom Tov because of a bad dream or whatever the reason. So now that he's fasting, is he allowed to do Melacha which involves food? If we say that, as the Ramban says, that this type of Melacha was never included into Melechas Aveda because it's a different category of Melacha. It's called Melachas Hanoa. So then it doesn't matter that he's not eating. This type of malacha is permitted. But if we say that it is only, the exclusion is only because it's for the sake of food, for eating, so then since he's not eating, he wouldn't be permitted to do that malacha. Now, the Mishnah says that there's a machlokes between Beishamai and Beishillel in regards to doing things for Yom Tov which are not the type of thing which you would be permitted to do for Eichel Nefesh, but you're not doing it for Eichel Nefesh. For instance, you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov outside or transport from Arush Yosef to Rishus Rabin because you might be carrying food. You're allowed to carry food. But what happens if you're not carrying food? What happens if you're carrying a child or some other object which is not for the sake of eating? So Beishamai says you're not allowed to carry that. Because Beis Hillel says you are allowed to carry that. Why? Because miteich shehutra letzayrech, since the Torah permitted it for the sake of Eichel Nefesh, hutra nami shaloi letzayrech, the Torah also permits it even if it's not for the sake of food directly. So perhaps we can explain the difference between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai in this way. Beis Shammai says that be'etzem all malacha is asur, but the Torah permits doing it for the sake of Eichel Nefesh. But if you're not going to do it for Eichel Nefesh, then you're not allowed to do it. Whereas Beis Hillel says, no, it's not Melechas Aveda. Carrying is not Melechas Aveda, since it is the type of Melecha that you do for Eichel Nefesh. So therefore it was never prohibited. Therefore you can carry a child too. The Alter Rebbe of the Shulchan Aruch seems to go in two directions on this subject. In the beginning of the Sif, where he talks about this, he quotes the pasuk Kol Melechas Aveda as the reason why you're not allowed to do a work on Yom Tov. That's the pasuk that he quotes. From that it would seem that if he's quoting Melechas Aveda, it sounds like he's saying, like the Ramban says, that Melechas Eichel Nefesh was never included in Melechas Aveda. But then he concludes that when he starts explaining about Eichel Nefesh, he says that the Torah hitira lasses l'tzeirich achilas yomtiv, that the Torah permits us to do it. So therefore, now he's going back in the other direction. That it's not that it's excluded from that type of avodah, but that the Torah had to permit it. So that seems to be a contradiction from the beginning up to the end of the Alter Rebbe. Now, in regards to the opinion of Beis Hillel, that mitaych shehutra, that you're allowed to do things which are not letzeirach echol nevesh and yontav as well, there's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that you can do, min ha-Torah, you can do any type of malacha that is included in echol nevesh, even if there is no need for that activity on yontav. You're not going to use the results of it on yontav at all. It's not for tzeirich yontav at all. The Rabbanan, they prohibit it, but min ha-Torah, you're allowed to do it. Taisa says no, there has to be at least some need. You have to need it for yomtiv, even if it's not for food. But there has to be a need to do it on yomtiv, and only then does the Torah permit it. So based on what we explained about Beis Hillel, that if they say, as we said, that the reason that you're allowed to do it is you're allowed to do it shalei letzeirich is because this type of aveda was never, this type of malacha was never included in the prohibition. So then, why does Tosfos say that there has to be some need for yomtiv? There shouldn't be any need at all. You're allowed to do it on yomtiv. Why do you need some need for yomtiv? So the Rebbe says, perhaps we can explain in the way Tosfos understands Beis Hillel. That is, that not that Beis Hillel holds, as we said till now, that these malachas were not prohibited to begin with. It's not included in malachas aveda altogether, like the Ramban says. Rather, Beis Hillel says, that because it is for the purpose of Eichel Nefesh, the Torah completely permitted it, even though originally this would have been Asur. It's included in the type of malachas which are Asur. But once the Torah permits it for Eichel Nefesh, it permits it completely. In other words, for instance, as an example, if you want to cook a big pot of soup and you only want to eat one plate of soup, you're allowed to cook a whole pot because a little bit of it is going to be from Lechos Eichel Nefesh. Therefore, you can cook the whole pot. Once you're doing it for Eichel Nefesh, there's no limit to how much you're allowed to cook. You're allowed to cook anything. That's what it means. Meteich shehutra letzeirech, for that little bit that you need, hutra nami letzeirech, shalei letzeirech, you can also cook the rest of the pot. Which can also explain why there has to be at least a little bit of a need to do it on Yom Tov. Because we could say that when there is somewhat of a need for a person on Yom Tov, even though it's not for the purpose of food, that's the little bit that the letzeirech, you have to have a little bit of a letzeirech, even though it's not for the tzeirech of Eichel Nefesh, it could be for the tzeirech for a personal need. That little bit of tzeirech is what permits you to do, since the Torah permitted it. Now let me rephrase it. Since the Torah permitted it, letzeirech, which means that this type of malacha, the Torah says, because it's for the need of Eichel Nefesh, you're allowed to do it. Hutra nami shalei letzeirech means that not only, like we said, that the rest of the pot can also be done, that is a change of kamos. If you do a little bit, you can do more. There's also a change of eichus. If you're allowed to do this type of malacha for the purpose of eichel nefesh, you can also do a shalei letzeirech, which means for some other need other than the actual food that you're eating. Rather, it's for some other need that you need on Yom Tov. So in other words, according to this, we accept that the Tosfos holds that Beis Hillel also says that these malachas were be'etzem prohibited, and the Torah only came along and permitted it. But even though the Torah permitted it, it permitted it completely, totally, that you can do it for any other reason, for any other amount, which is not really included in the Eichel Nefesh for today, you're still permitted to do it. It's Shalei Letzeirech of today for food, or shalei letzeirech of food, but there is some other need, and therefore the Alter Rebbe is correct in separating it and defining it as a malacha that the Torah permitted. Even though in the beginning, when he explains the prohibition for the prohibition that you're not allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov, he says, he quotes the pasuk Kamalechas Avaida, because That's what most of the psukim, all the psukim by all the other yonatayim, say melechas avodah. So therefore, he quotes the pasuk which defines the iser. But the very first time in our parsha, the Torah lays down a foundation, which is kol melacha le'yasa behem. No melacha is permitted to be done on them, which includes even melechas eichel nefesh. Then it comes along and says, however, melechas eichel nefesh achashe ya'asa lechem, whatever is done for the sake of food, that you are allowed to do. So in our parsha, the Torah lays down the foundation that you're not allowed to do any kind of melacha, and then comes along and permits us to do melechas eichel nefesh. And the way Beis Hillel interprets that, the way Tosis interprets that, and the Beis Hillel interprets that, is that once you're allowed to do melechas eichel nefesh, you can do any melacha which is part of eichel nefesh to the extreme, to a great extent. But still, it needed to be permitted. Rebbe brings Ayro in Avedas Hashem, that since we see how important Simcha is on Yom Tov, that the Torah, which originally prohibited all Malacha, comes along and says, but for the need of Simcha's Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Malacha, which otherwise would be prohibited. So we see the importance of Simcha, and therefore, since every Yom Tov is meant to be drawn into the rest of the year, that it should inspire the rest of the year, this Simcha is also something that needs to inspire us every day, that every day, besides for the time that we do mitzvahs, that we learn Torah, that we daven, and we do mitzvahs, that we need to be besimcha because of Yiddus Hashem besimcha. In addition to that, we have to be besimcha even during the whole day, and that is drawn from the Yom Tov.